You are listening to K.O.O. Telecomy Radio.
I wait. unfortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, even. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like they used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anybody? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we are going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We would like to get the people who caused this stuff, and if some people here are prepared to know how to do that, to go in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Muddle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Yes, Christine?
Is it too late for Russia?
Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They've gone with the guns. And it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I've always put my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. Now they say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Ujjara, who tried to get the man back here. Ujjara, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break up this family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjara? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived this for all and I've died for all. For a long time, Christine, and I appreciate you. You've always been a very good educator. I like your education because you have to teach you that way. You keep asking questions. So what those people want to get done is something that's good. We make our life worse than hell. We make the doctor more expensive. And we get two lives. They save so many lives, including four. And that's the life. But we are not here to find any other alternative.
Well, I said, let's make it happen. And I live in the direction. So I said, listen, it's impossible.
How are you going to airlift the Russian?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they would give you a code to let them know.
No, they gave us the code that they let us know of an issue. Not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down in Greece, they give us the code. We can check on there and see if it's on the code. And check with Russia to see if they'll take us into the air. Otherwise, we die. I don't want to be safe. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living. It's treacherous. I have never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do it in their own hands and provoke us. And try to purposely agitate murder of children. There's no use, Christina. It's not worth living like this. It's not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
Do you know how many left?
20-odd. That's small.
20-odd. 20-odd.
That's what's here.
they are. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think it'll go down.
You don't think it'll go down?
Smart. carpet, splashed on the carpet, splashed on the floor, splashed on the floor.
You're listening to KURO, Kill Ugly Radio.
Manson had a plot, Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
Manson had a little scheme called Creepy Crawlers. He'd send people in to move furniture around. Is that all a figment of somebody's imagination so far, or is there any truth to that? Tell me, Charles, I don't know.
It's a fairy tale. It's worse than a fairy tale.
It's a fairy tale.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy tragedy. Opera that was played in the early morning.
Come on, Charles.
It was sickening.
Off the space shuttle.
You know? Well, that's what the DA gave you for reality.
Okay.
He stood in the courtroom and said, this man did this man did that. You all believed him. He said, this man did that. And I said, Your Honor, may I speak? And he said, no, you can't speak. I said, all right, I got a voice. Let me talk. He said, no, sit down. Shut up. Then he handcuffed me and take me back with him. What are you going to do? I come out and sit down. I ain't going to get whipped again.
Didn't you stand up in that courtroom? By the way, let me just go back.
I felt the repercussions in the back of it.
Okay, but you say the whole thing's a fairy tale. You say the whole thing is make-believe.
Yeah, that's his helter-skelter. It wasn't mine.
The body of Sharon Tate is make-believe.
That's make-believe to the people that went in there and did what they did.
And who were those people? But you know who they were.
Sure I know who they were.
They were with you at the Spahn Ranch. They were part of this thing called, if not the Manson family or the Manson cult, the Manson Ranch. Call it what
you
will.
So then, what?
And Tex Watson testified in a court of law that you told him, go to the house that Terry Melcher used to live in and kill those people in a most gruesome way. A man that was once your associate said that of you, and now you sit here and say that's not true, that's all make-believe?
You got a stone wall there, we should take it down a little bit. Look here, I'll explain something to you. Tex took the witness stand, and this is record, and he said, I don't know whether I'm Charlie Manson or my mother. Tex didn't have his own mind one way or the other. He was balanced back and forward, because I had already took his mind in another game down the road that I was playing with some Hell's Angels that you don't know nothing about, and you probably never will know nothing about it, because you would have to know those people to get in that thought, see? But there's different colors on different people's backs doing different things. It's a different world. I love the world I live in, too, just like Regan loves the world he lives in.
You love the world you live in.
Most assuredly, it's me.
You love all the pain that you've caused people, the anguish you've
caused. Oh, I don't know pain. I don't know pain. I have no depth of pain. I have no depth of suffering. I don't know ridicule. I don't know all the bad things. I haven't been punished by you all my life since I was 10 years old. I've been in every reform school you got across the country and used to lay down and have to get my ass whipped till I couldn't walk. Tell me about some pain.
And that's our fault. That's all those people.
No fault. Make strong, good pain. Understand pain. Not bad. Pain's not bad. It's good. It teaches you things.
Calming down. only thing that's real.
Binge. Cringe.
The police used to watch over the people. Now they're watching the people. Now is the only thing that's real.
Slowly. Slowly. Insane. Insane. I'm dropping.
And this is what the devil does. devil does. And this is what the devil does. And this is what the devil does.
And I got this problem. What was that again, honey? Who, me? I'm not gonna argue with these wonderful people here. I guess I was a teenage werewolf.
Burn the flames. hellishly hellish hell.
Yeah. And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice. Welcome, fool. You have come of your own free will to the appointed place. The game's over. Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
Mighty God of the Sun, bountiful Goddess of our orchards, accept our sacrifice and make our blossoms fruit.
Mighty God of the Sun,
hear ye the words of the Lord! Awake, ye heathens, and howl! It is the Lord who hath made waste your orchards! It is he who hath
reverence the sacrifice.
Because the truth is withered away from the sons of men! Desire shall fail! And ye shall all die accursed!
Summer is a-coming, loudly sing cuckoo. Grows the seed and grows the meat, and springs the wood and you. Of the land, cows of the cosmic moon. Bullocks trounce and deer trounce, now shrilly sing cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, wild bird are you. Be never still,
I humbly entreat thee for the soul of this thy servant, Neil Howie, who will today depart from this world. Do not deliver me into the enemy's hands, or put me out of mind forever. Let me not undergo the real pains of hell, dear God, because I die unshriven. Establish me in that bliss which knows no ending. Through Christ, our Lord.
Listening to Kellogly Radio.
radio for both hemispheres of your brain.